This is Akashvani, the news read by Prem Sharma. External Affairs Minister Dr. S.J. Shankar emphasized the need for India and Afghanistan to work together in combating terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. In his opening remarks during the meeting with the Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi, in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar said both nations have a common commitment towards growth and prosperity. The minister said India has a deep interest in Afghanistan's development and progress. He said that the government is fully committed to the sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence of Afghanistan. The External Affairs Minister also announced the upgrading of India's technical mission in Kabul to the status of Embassy of India. Speaking on the occasion, Foreign Minister of Afghanistan, Maulvi Amir Khan Muttaqi, said that his country will not allow any forces to threaten or use Afghan territory against other nations. He added that Afghanistan wants relations based on mutual respect, trade and people-to-people relations. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the country is on a transformative journey of structural reforms, particularly in manufacturing. He said India is now the fourth largest economy and the fastest growing economy in the world. Addressing the India-Australia Defence Industry Business Roundtable in Sydney today, Mr. Singh said the defence production ecosystem is being continuously liberalised through policy interventions and simplification of compliance mechanisms. Mr. Singh invited the Australian business community to invest, collaborate and innovate with India. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections has been issued. With this, the nomination process for the first phase has begun for 121 assembly constituencies. Candidates can file their nomination papers until 17th of this month. A scrutiny of nomination papers will be held the next day, and the last date for withdrawal of nominations is 20th October. In the first phase, a polling will be held on 6th of next month in districts of North and South Bihar. The Election Commission has also issued special instructions for tight security arrangements around the nomination centres. The Election Commission has said that electors on the voter list can display any one of the 12 alternative photo IDs apart from electors' photo identity card to vote. These IDs include Aadhaar card, PAN card, passport, driving license and passbooks with photograph issued by bank or post office. Niti Aayog CEO BVR Subramaniam today released Niti Tax Policy Working Paper Series 2, titled Towards India's Tax Transformation, Decriminalization and Trust-Based Governance in New Delhi. The report includes development of guidance not for prosecution of income tax cases. This guidance notes aim to assist tax officers so that prosecution is invoked only in appropriate cases and after all civil remedies are exhausted. President Draupadi Murmu today visited the Somnath Mahadev temple at Sigir Somnath of Gujarat. The president performed Jalabhishek, Someswar Mahapuja and Dhwaj Puja during her visit. Gujarat Tourism Minister Mulubhai Bera, District Collector and other dignitaries welcomed the President upon her arrival. The President also paid floral tributes to the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in the temple premises. All India Institute of Medical Sciences, New Delhi, has achieved a major milestone by conducting the first robot-assisted kidney transplant surgery. Talking to Akashvani News, renal transplant surgeon Dr. Virinder Kumar Bansal said AIIMS is the first government institution in the country which has performed such surgery. In cricket, India today made a solid start by scoring 318 runs for 2 at stumps against West Indies on the first day of second test played at Arun Jaitley Stadium in New Delhi. Indian skipper Subman Gill won the toss and opted to bat first on the black soil surface favorable for batting. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.